Just as there are promises for those who trust in Jesus as Savior, there are also warnings for those who reject the truth. John 3:36. God has given us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. He who has the Son has the life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have the life. John 3:19. This is the judgment, that the light, that is Jesus, has come into the world, and men loved the darkness rather than the light, for their deeds were evil. John 3:19. Those who trust in Jesus as Savior go to heaven. Those who do not trust in Jesus as Savior go to hell. And in Jude, verse 12 and 13, we have a picture of people in hell. Men who are hidden reefs, pasturing themselves without fear, caring for themselves. Clouds without water, carried along by winds. Autumn trees without fruit, twice dead, uprooted. Wild waves of the sea, casting up their own torment like foam. Wandering stars, for whom the black darkness has been reserved forever. Peter, in 2 Peter 2:17, gives a similar picture. These are springs without water and mists driven by a storm, for whom the black darkness has been reserved. 2 Peter 2:9 through 10. The Lord knows how to keep the unrighteous under punishment for the day of judgment, especially those who indulge the flesh in its corrupt desires and despise authority. That's Peter's 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 9 and 10. In 2 Peter 3, 7, Peter says, by his word, the present heavens and earth are being reserved for fire, kept for the day of judgment and destruction of ungodly men. The ultimate judgment for those who reject Jesus Christ as Savior will be the great white throne judgment, described in Revelation chapter 20, beginning in verse 11. Then I saw a great white throne, and him who sat upon it, from whose presence earth and heaven fled away, and no place was found for them. And I saw the dead, the great and the small, standing before the throne. And books were opened, and the dead were judged from the things which were written in the books, according to their deeds. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and Hades gave up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every one of them, according to their deeds. Then death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. This is the second death, the lake of fire. And what a picture in Matthew chapter 8, verse 12, where Jesus said, the sons of the kingdom will be cast out into the outer darkness. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Remember, you have the choice as to where you will spend eternity. Either a joyful life in heaven, or an infinite eternity in total isolation of unrelenting horrors in the black darkness of hell. Here again is the sample prayer asking Jesus to be your Savior, your sin substitute. Dear Heavenly Father, according to your word, the Bible, I am a sinner. I cannot save myself from the consequences of my sin. But I choose to trust your word that says, because Jesus loved me, he took my sins in his body in the Garden of Gethsemane. He went to the cross and died in my place as my substitute, paying the penalty for my sins in his body, of being separated in outer darkness from God for all eternity. I am putting my trust in you, Jesus, as my Savior. Thank you, Jesus, for dying for me, for erasing my sins, and giving me eternal life. If you have prayed that prayer, you have eternal life. Your sins have been erased, and nothing you can do will ever cause you to lose it. May God bless you.